Red Barn is in South Bend. Brand new items that are back this week, everybody.
With the 2024 All-Star Break officially in the rearview mirror, the Quad Cities River Bandits are back. Midwest League Baseball returns here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Quad Cities this weekend at Four Winds Field, Indiana, for a short three-game weekend series against the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, the South Bend Cubs. Good evening, everybody. Happy Friday. As always, Kyle Kercheval joining you on the road this week. The Bandits take it on South Bend for the final time on the road in the 2024 season. It's actually the final time Quad Cities will play South Bend overall. The Bandits against the Cubs affiliate this year, 8-7, though the last time they faced each other was at Modern Woodman Park back in May and early June, and Quad Cities lost four of the six games. They're trying to get back on track against Chicago's affiliate this weekend. The last time the Bandits took the field was last Sunday, the final game before the 2024 All-Star break. And although Quad Cities dropped four of their six games against the Peoria Chiefs, the Bandits ended that series on a very high note, taking down the Cardinals affiliate by a final score of 6-1. The win came behind Frank Mazzucato, who pitched his second career quality start, giving up just one run in six innings with five strikeouts. The Bandits were paced offensively by Jared Dickey, who has had himself a terrific stretch in the middle of the Bandits lineup. He went 2-for-4 in the game with a three-run homer, his seventh blast of the season. And atop the order, Jack Pineda had a three-hit game. His first hit, a triple. His second, a single. His third, a double. Unfortunately, Pineda finished a home run shy of the cycle. But nonetheless, a tremendous outing for him. That stretch snapped an 0-for-18 skid. Both Jared Dickey and Jack Pineda in the lineup for this series opener against the South Bend Cubs. But first, we will get you the card for the Chicago High A affiliate, managed by Nick Lovello. Leading off is the center fielder, Brent Bateman. Jefferson Rojas will bat second and play short. And batting third, it's the second baseman, Pedro Ramirez. Parker Chavers bats fourth. He's over in right field. And Howard bats fifth. It is the DH. And batting sixth, the catcher, Ethan Hearn. Brian Kalmer will bat seventh and play first. Jordan Wogu hits eighth and plays left. And batting ninth, the switch-hitting third baseman, Ravage Garcia. On the mound for South Bend, making his fifth start of the year for Chicago's High A affiliate. It is the right-hander from Panama City, Panama, Arian Rodriguez. He's off to a decent start with South Bend. His last outing, not so good, but in his first four appearances with the Cubs, he is 0-2 with a 5.50 ERA. 15 strikeouts in 18 innings with a 1.39 whip and a 2.61 opponent batting average. He made his South Bend Cubs debut on June 20th against the Lake County Captains. Gave up three earned in five innings with seven strikeouts and just one walk. His second appearance at Wisconsin, gave up just one run in four innings, but last time out, he took his second High A loss, dropping a game to the Dayton Dragons, a contest in which he allowed five runs in five innings on a season-high nine hits, one walk, and one K. More on him a little bit later, but now it's time for the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They, of course, are managed by Brooks Conrad, who is in his third year leading Quad Cities. Leading off for the River Bandits, it's the second baseman, Jack Pineda. Dustin Dickerson will bat second and play short. And batting third, it's the designated hitter, Jared Dickey. Trevor Werner's over at third base, batting cleanup. Carson Rockefort hits fifth and plays center. And batting sixth in left field, it is Spencer Nivens. Chris Brito is the first baseman tonight for Quad Cities. He hits seventh. Omar Hernandez does the catching, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Gene Ramirez. On the mound for Quad Cities, fresh off his appearance in the All-Star Futures game last week, it is the young righty, 21-year-old Ben Kuderna, who makes his 14th start of the year for Quad Cities. Kuderna has been one of the best pitchers in not only the Midwest League, but in all of High A to open up 2024. Kuderna 4-4 with a 3.20 ERA. His last appearance was scheduled to be a short one because he would be pitching later on that week in the All-Star Futures game, but it went even shorter than even Ben may have imagined. It was against the Peoria Chiefs on July 9th at Modern Woodman Park. He went just an inning and two-thirds, throwing 45 pitches. He gave up a run on two hits, three walks, and two strikeouts. That outing, though, in no way, shape, or form indicative of the season Kuderna's had, and you don't have to go back very far to look at numbers that back up his performance. If you jump back to June, a month in which he made three starts, Kuderna gave up just three runs in 17 innings with a 17 strikeout to seven walk ratio. So Kuderna looking to get back on track, back to his usual self tonight. And we've got first pitch coming up in about 5 minutes here at Four Winds Field. Before we send it to break, let's give you a breakdown of where both South Bend and Quad City sit in the Midwest League West Division standings. These two teams, the bottom two squads in the Western Division, looking to get back into the playoff race. Quad City's 9-12 in the second half, 39-47 overall. During the second half of action, they are 5.5 games back of first place Wisconsin. But, of course, the Rattlers won the first half in the Western Division. So, realistically, Quad Cities is just chasing second place Cedar Rapids, whom they are 4 games behind. For the South Bend Cubs, they are 6-15 in the second half, 33-54 overall, and have really been struggling as of late. Over their last 6 ball games, the Cubs have experienced 2 different 7-game losing streaks. They are 2-14 in their last 16, but like the River Bandits, they come into tonight riding a win. They got a victory last week before the pause in the action. So South Bend and Quad Cities looking to build on a win last Sunday and start post-All-Star break action on a high note. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back to Four Winds Field, we've got First Pitch, a 3-game weekend series gets underway on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
As we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, presented by Marathon. Singing the Star Spangled Banner this evening is Lacey Chuck.
Oh, Sam, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes in bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red flame, the bombs burned,
famous words in baseball, the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Play ball!
Let's
River Bandits baseball is back on the air tonight at Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana, where Quad Cities opens up a three-game series against the South Bend Cubs, of course, the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Once again, good Friday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchival joining you here in the visiting broadcast booth. Pleasure to have you along with us, and pleasure to be back with you. Quad Cities returning to action after four straight days off for the MLB All-Star break, but now Quad Cities officially in the home stretch of the 2024 season, if you can believe it. On the mound for South Bend, looking to oppose Quad Cities tonight, the right-hander Arian Rodriguez, a 22-year-old righty from Panama City, Panama, in a 13th-round pick of the Cubs back in 2021, taken out of Georgia Premier Academy in Statesboro, Georgia. Just the fifth player in that school's history to be drafted. Tonight marks his fifth start for the Cubs after beginning the year in Single A Carolina. Put up good numbers with Myrtle Beach, a 3.29 ERA in 41 innings with 41 strikeouts to just 16 walks. The top third of the order to greet him tonight for Quad Cities: the second baseman Jack Pineda, shortstop Dustin Dickerson, and the DH Jared Dickey. Quad Cities in the road grays to start the weekend series. Of course, Quad Cities across the chest with the black and blue trim and numbering. For South Bend, they're in the home whites with the Cubs pinstripes, the red South Bend hat, and the blue socks. First pitch to Jack Pineda is on the way, and it's low and inside for ball one. We are starting officially tonight at 7:07 Eastern Time. Rodriguez working out of the stretch to start the game. His 1-0 pitch is a fastball in the top outside corner. It's 1-1 on Jack EP. The former Baylor Bear once again atop the lineup card. He's batting 260 with 5 homers and 34 driven in. 1-1 pitch, tapper foul off the first base dugout. 1-2. First pitch temperature this evening, 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Not too much wind, but if there's any, it's blowing out to right center field. That should help out the lefties tonight, including Jack Pineda, who finds himself in a 1-2 count. Rodriguez delivers, and the fastball is high off the glove of the catcher Hearn and down the stairs in the third base dugout. Chicago's affiliate, South Bend, with Bateman in center field, Wogu in left, Chambers in right field. Rojas is at short, Ramirez is at second, Garcia at third, Calmer at first. The aforementioned Hearn does the catching. 2-2 to Pineda. Fastball high and away, 3-2. I mentioned it during the pregame show. The last time Quad Cities was on the diamond was against the Peoria Chiefs last Sunday at Modern Woman Park. Pineda went 3-for-4. And fell just a home run away from the cycle. Rodriguez sets the 3-2 pitch. Low and inside for ball four. Pineda tosses the stick aside and trots down to first base as a leadoff base runner. So Jack Pineda doing his job atop the lineup card. And there's a man on for the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Normally Dusty is somebody you see in the middle to bottom third of the lineup, but today hitting second, and a large reason why is because of some of the transactions that have impacted Quad Cities as of late. More on that in a moment. Cubs middle infield at double play depth with Pineda at first and nobody out. Rodriguez's pitch to Dickerson is low and away for ball one. This is game number 8. Hitting second for Quad Cities. It's the 67th game of the year for the shortstop. Dickerson batting 225 with a homer and 19 driven in. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. A fastball in the mid-90s. Works the count to 1-1. Well, the biggest move impacting Quad Cities lately, officially made yesterday but announced Wednesday, Royals' number 9 prospect Carter Jensen promoted to AA. 1-1. Sent towards the right field corner. This is going to slice foul and onto the berm on the right side for strike two. Jensen joining several other former River Bandits who have made their way to Springdale in 2024. Jensen, the fourth Bandit to be promoted this year to AA. Pickoff throw to first, back with a dive, Jack Pineda. Obviously, the promotion of Jensen, great to see, as, of course, if you're a Royals fan, you love to see the development and the promotion there. 1-2. Dickerson high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And, of course, Jensen has become a very popular face in Quad Cities, understandably so, but the Bandits are really going to miss his bat. Jensen, one of the premier hitters in the Midwest League, and in my mind, one of the best hitting catchers in MILB. 2-2 to Dickerson. High and tight, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jensen officially playing his last game for Quad Cities. Last Sunday, he was in the 2 spot. Hit 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. A classic Carter Jensen game. He departs Davenport, ranking top 10 in the league in a number of different categories. Man at first, nobody out. A pickoff throw to first once more, and Pineda back safely. Jensen ranks top 10 in the league in hits, OPS, walks, and total bases. Played in over 200 games as a River Bandit. 3-2 to Dickerson. Popped up in the air towards shallow right field. Chambers navigates toward the line, now sprinting into foul territory. Reaches out and makes the catch right near the Cubs' bullpen. And Pineda retreats to first. One down. Nice catch by Parker Chambers. A good athletic outfielder. But even for him, that was a long run. So Dickerson retired for the first out. Pineda remains at first. And now the three-hole hitter for Quad Cities and their DH tonight, Jared Dickey. Rodriguez fires. Fastball's high for ball one. Of course, when it comes to Jensen, the plate discipline, one of his calling cards, one of the reasons why he's such an excellent hitter. He'll leave his mark in the Bandits' record books in that department. Here's the 1-0. A changeup down the middle for strike one. Jensen with 149 walks in his River Bandits career. That ranks fourth most in Quad Cities franchise history, going back to 1960. 1-1. That's high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jensen obviously displayed that quite a bit in his first season of High A last year, but here in 2024, he maintained his terrific plate discipline and picked up his slugging and his average. 2-1. High and away. 3 balls, 1 strike. Carter Jensen last year had 92 walks in 116 games, but only posted a .211 batting average. This year, 57 walks in 84 games in a .271 average. Dickey swings away, 3-1, fouls it over the left side, and the count 3-2. Jensen, 10 homers in 84 games, an .821 OPS. 39 RBIs, and sneaky, one of the best base stealers in the leagues. He swiped 16 bags and 18 tries as a River Bandit this season, and just one of several great base-running catchers in the Royal system, one of which is still here in Davenport. The catcher tonight, Omar Hernandez. A perfect, or almost a perfect, 12-for-12. He is 11-for-12 stealing bases. Rodriguez back atop the hill, 3-2 count, one out, man at first. Right-hander peeks, fires, runner takes off, and Dickey flares it foul over the Bandits' bullpen on the left side. As is often the case in the middle of the season, the Midwest League umpiring crews have been shaken up a bit. Some guys changing leagues in sort of a lateral move, and some, like the players, being promoted to AA. Some even going to the Texas League, home of the Royals' AA affiliate, Northwest Arkansas. Another 3-2 to Dickey, grounded slowly through the right side. It's going to squeak through for a base hit. Pineda stops at second, and Jared Dickey may have broken his bat, but he winds up with the first knock of the ball game. I am not sure how Jared got that through the right side. Ramirez and Calmer split absolutely perfectly. The bat of Dickey cracked in a weak way, and it somehow squirted through that right side. So Quad Cities with runners at first and second and still one out in the top of the first. Cubs catcher Ethan Hearn comes out, gives some defensive signs as Rodriguez, the pitcher, goes for the rosin bag. Werner's in the cleanup spot. He's the Royals' number 19 prospect per MLB Pipeline. 23-year-old from Tomball, Texas. Rodriguez looks to second base. Now his first pitch to Werner. Fastball on the outer half for a called strike. So for the umpiring crew tonight, we get two guys who neither Quad Cities nor South Bend have seen before. Justin Hopkins has balls and strikes. Here's the 0-1. Slider at the top of the zone for a called strike two. His partner, who's patrolling the field, is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. That's Jeter spelled G-E-T-E-R hyphen Abdullah. So these two guys making their Midwest League debuts this evening. 0-2. Down and away with a slider, Werner lays off. Trevor, of course, one of those guys who will swing at that pitch. He has 125 strikeouts in 75 games this year. That leads the Midwest League. 1-2. Popped up on the first base side. Colmer, venturing over into foul territory, reaches up, makes a two-handed catch. That's the second out. So Werner pops up. It leaves Pineda at second, Dickey at first, and brings up the center fielder, Carson Rockevert. Game number 80 for Rock. He has now played in the most games of any active River Bandit. Jensen led the way before his promotion. Right-handed pitcher against a lefty bat. Rodriguez deals home, and Rockevert fouls it out of play on the left side. Like Werner, Rock is a top 20 prospect in the Royals system. He clocks in at number 16 on MLB Pipeline's list. He's batting just under 200 in his first high A season, but has six homers and 34 driven in. 0-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball just off the plate outside at 93. 1-1. Just getting underway here at Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. Quad Cities opening a three-game series with the Cubs. 1-1. That time the fastball is too far outside. Two balls, one strike. Arian Rodriguez, the Cubs starter, has already thrown 26 pitches to get through two-thirds. 2-1. Rock fouls it over the screen out of play behind home. Two balls, two strikes, and well, ready for the first time tonight, we've got Deuces Wild. Two on, two out, a 2-2 count. Rodriguez trying to strand a couple of River Bandits on base to open up the action tonight. He fires the 2-2, and the fastball's a called strike three on the inner half. Rock goes down looking, and that'll do it for the Bandits in the top of the first. For Quad Cities, no runs, one hit, no errors, two men left on. We go to the bottom of the opening frame, and it's Ben Kuderna walking out towards the hill for Quad Cities. We're scoreless through one half frame on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bottom of the first here at Four Winds Field, Quad Cities and South Bend scoreless their one half inning. Ben Kudernut, the number three prospect in the Royals system, and Quad Cities opening night starter, ready to toe the rubber for what will be the 14th time this season. He'll get the top third of the Cubs lineup, which includes Bateman, Rojas, and Ramirez. First, Kudernut starts right on left against Brett Bateman. First pitch swinging, he lines one into left center field for a base hit. Bateman has been one of the best hitters in the Midwest League this year, and he has just decimated Quad City's pitching. For Bateman, that is his 18th hit in 14 games against Quad Cities. And after just one pitch, a man is aboard for Jefferson Rojas, who, speaking of top hitters, is the number seven prospect in the Cubs system per pipeline. Right on right, Kudernut into the stretch. First pitch runs inside for ball one. Rojas turned 19 years old after the first couple of weeks of the season. One of the youngest players in the league. You wouldn't be able to tell, though. 1-0. Good slider from Kudernut. Finds the low inside corner. 1-1. Rojas hitting .259 this year. Four homers, 39 driven in. He leads, or is tied for the team lead, with 18 stolen bases. 1-1. In the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Hernandez. It's 2-1. Defensively, the Bandits have Rockefort in his usual center field. Nivens is in left, Ramirez in right field. The middle infield is comprised of Dickerson at short, Pineda at second base, Werner at third, Brito at first, the aforementioned Omar Hernandez doing the catching. 2-1 pitch to Rojas. Low and outside with a heater. Three balls, one strike. Now Ben has had a terrific season, but against South Bend, he's struggled this year. This is his fourth start against the Cubs, and in his first three, he has pitched to an ERA of 7.50. Cubs are hitting almost 300 against him this summer. 3-1 pitch to Rojas. Fastball right down the middle at 93. It's a full count. Kudernut will throw both the four-seam fastball and a sinker. His changeup, very good. And then his fourth pitch, a slider, which is one of those short gyro sliders that is more vertical than horizontal. A peek over to first base where Bateman's at. He takes off. The 3-2 pitch is floated towards right field. Gene Ramirez makes the catch, now fires back towards first. Bateman slides in feet first and gets in ahead of the throw. So Rojas flies out. The Cubs avoid what would have been a 9-3 double play. And with one down, it brings up the switch hitter, Pedro Ramirez. Pedro, responsible for the Midwest League's longest on-base streak this season. Switch hitter batting left with a man at first and one out. Kudernut deals. Wave and a miss. A swing over the changeup for strike one. Ramirez, the number 12 prospect in the Cubs organization per MLB pipeline. Big upright stance in the left-handed box. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Back safely is Bateman. Pedro batting .278 this year. Three homers, 34 driven in. Have to imagine the Cubs are going to lean on him pretty significantly for offensive production here in the second half. 0-1, runner takes off, throw down to second base. Bateman tries to slide around the tag, but to no avail. Dickerson applies it, and that's the second out of the inning. It was a called strike at the plate, so Ramirez is down 0-2. And Omar Hernandez continues to look terrific behind the plate for Quad Cities. The Bandits lost four of their six games last week against Peoria, but one thing they did really, really well was throw out would-be base stealers. Base is empty now, the 0-2 pitch. Line drive into right field. Little two-hop into the glove of Gene Ramirez. And it's a two-out single for South Bend. Just to finish the thought on Omar. That is the 24th would-be base stealer he has retired and 70 stolen base attempts against him. Teams are now stealing at a success rate below 65% when Hernandez is the catcher. So a man at first and two outs now for Parker Chavers, who will take a fastball a bit low, maybe inside for ball one. Not only will Ramirez be a key piece for this Cubs lineup moving forward, but so will Chavers, the left-handed hitting right fielder. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Runner takes off for second. The throw down, and they got him! Ramirez thrown out by Omar Hernandez. Cubs make two outs on the base paths. Quad City's catcher has no interest in allowing an extra 90 feet tonight. We're through one frame at Four Winds Field and scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. South Bend gets two hits in their half of the first inning, but catcher Omar Hernandez throws out both Cubs hitters who attempted to take second base. Bateman caught stealing. Ramirez thrown out trying to steal second on a pitch in the dirt. Spencer Nivens leads off the top of the second for Quad Cities. He takes a called strike out of the hand of Arian Rodriguez. Nivens, Brito, Hernandez due up against the righty. 0-1 pitch, fastball sails high for ball one. And Nivens hitting 158 on the season. However, he's hitting around 300 in his last eight games. 1-1. Down and inside, two balls, one strike. Nivens owns the longest River Bandits on base streak right now, having reached in those eight consecutive contests. The pitch. Low. A changeup below the knees for 3-1. During these eight games, Nivens has 13 hits, 10 RBIs, and 7 walks. He's done a little bit of everything to help out Quad City's offense. 3-1 pitch. Fastball high, and it's a leadoff walk. So just as the Bandits did in the first inning, they get a free pass handed to them by Arian Rodriguez. And a man is aboard for Chris Brito, Quad City's first baseman, a former Rutgers star. Game number 11 in a River Bandits uniform for Chris. Right on right, first pitch fastball, finds the out half of the zone for strike one. In his first 10 games, Brito batting 176, a double, two RBIs. But 7 walks to 11 strikeouts. 0-1. Fastball in the dirt. Good stop by Hearn. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brito's last game would have been last Saturday, almost a week ago at Modern Woodman Park. Went 0-for-3 with a walk after picking up his first River Bandits extra base hit a few days earlier. 1-1 pitch, upstairs. The fastball missed at 95. It's 2-1. Nivens now with a 9-game on-base streak after drawing the leadoff walk. Brito has reached in 4 consecutive contests. 2-1, chopper foul down the third baseline, picked up by Garcia, who fakes a jump throw to second base and then tosses the baseball over to Quad City skipper Brooks Conrad, who finds himself a fan in the first row. Youngster points back to Brooks as to say thank you for the souvenir. Man at first, nobody out in the top of the second. Scoreless game between South Bend and Quad Cities. 2-2 to Brito. Sliders left upstairs and the count goes full. Cubs pitching staff has struggled with walks this year. They've issued 312 in 87 games. 3-2 pitch. Inside, another walk. Already the third of the game picked up by Quad Cities. That'll push Nivens into scoring position. And Brito now has 8 walks in 11 games with QC. So Arion will now be paid a visit by South Bend's catcher Ethan Hearn. Hearn is one of 3 catchers on South Bend's roster. They had Casey Opitz on the team to start the year, but he was promoted to Double-A Tennessee. It's now Hearn and Wally Soto. Also, David Avitia is there as well. 3 catchers on this roster for South Bend. For Quad Cities, they have just 2. Carter Jensen promoted to Double-A yesterday. And down from Triple-A and playing for Quad Cities for the 3rd time in his career, Kyle Hayes. He's back in a QC uniform. Mound meeting over, up to the plate, Omar Hernandez, who shows bunt on the first pitch. He pulls back. Fastball missed outside for ball 1. And then Omar Hernandez, the man up, the second catcher for Quad Cities. He and Carter Jensen had pretty much split the action 50-50 to start the year, but with Carter's promotion, he becomes catcher 1A for the Bandits. Rodriguez looks to second base. Omar squares again. He pulls back on a pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0. Hernandez playing in his 41st game for QC, batting 190 this year with a homer and 8 RBIs. His 1 homer here at Four Winds Field, the last time Quad Cities paid a visit to Indiana. 2-0. He again squares, pops it up on the left side, but it lands foul to the left of the chalk. Bandits got away with 1 there. Garcia just couldn't quite get to the baseball while it was in the air, and he plays the ricochet off the hop. Nearly disaster for QC. Both teams scoreless in the top of the second. Bandits with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Hernandez trying to sacrifice them up, at least on the last 3 pitches. 2-1. This time he doesn't square, and he laces one back into center field for a base hit. Nivens had to make sure the ball got through, so he advances just to 3rd, but it will load the bases for Quad Cities. Omar Hernandez, in his first game as the Bandits' starting catcher, is 1-for-1. And now a great early opportunity for Quad Cities. Bases juiced, nobody out in the top of the 2nd inning. And it's the right fielder and 9-hole hitter, Gene Ramirez. Right on left, Rodriguez fires. First pitch is outside for ball 1. Arion, the 22-year-old righty, struggling with his control here early. 43 pitches, just 20 strikes. Corner infielders in for South Bend, the 1-0. High and outside, 2-0. The Bandits really struggled with runners in scoring position last week, and really over their last dozen games, it's been one of their biggest offensive concerns. 2-0. Called strike at the top of the zone. Ramirez didn't like the call. 2-1. Over their last 12 games, the Bandits are hitting just 150 with runners in scoring position, and they've stranded 94 men on base. The 2-1. Fastball inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Just last week against Peoria, QC went 6-for-45 with runners at second and or third base. has a 1.33 average. But if Gene can find a way to reach here, the Bandits will get a run. The 3-1 pitch. Taken high for ball four. That's going to walk in the game's first tally. Nivens trots in from third, and the Bandits have a 1-0 lead in the second. Already four walks in an inning plus for Arian Rodriguez. And now South Bend's pitching coach Bruce Billings will head out to the hill. So go ahead and give Gene Ramirez his seventh RBI of the season. All four hitters the Bandits have brought to the plate here in the second inning have either singled or walked, and the only man who has not walked is Omar Hernandez. So Nivens scores, Brito moves up to third, Omar to second, and Ramirez down to first. Lineup card will flip over after Bruce Billings' conversation. And with Rodriguez's early struggles, South Bend has already gotten a man up in the bullpen. Looks like the lefty Chase Watkins is starting to throw. 48 pitches for Rodriguez, just 21 in the zone, and things do not get easier for him. Bases still loaded, still nobody out, and now the leadoff hitter, Jack Pineda, to the plate for already the second time in the game. The pitch. Fastball inside. Rodriguez has struggled at times with the free pass this year. His walk per nine rate, 3.5 for both the Pelicans and here in South Bend. 1-0. High and outside with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Before today's game, Rodriguez had issued 7 walks and 18 high A innings. 4 of those 7 came against Wisconsin back on June 26th. His 2-0 pitch popped up in the air towards shallow left field. Wogu got a late jump. Now he comes in. He'll make the catch, and it's not deep enough for Brito to try to tag. That's the first down of the inning. So sure, Rodriguez walked 4 hitters in 4 innings against Wisconsin on June 26th, but his 3 other starts for the Cubs included just 1 walk in each appearance. Tonight he's given out 4 free passes through now an inning and a third. So now with 1 out on the board, the base is loaded for Dustin Dickerson. Right on right, first pitch. Slider swung through for strike 1. It's a good pitch. Dickerson flew out to right field his first time up. 8th round pick by Kansas City last year out of Southern Miss. 0-1. Fastball high and tight. Dusty leans the hands out of the way, and it's 1-1. Rodriguez, as I mentioned, drafted out of Georgia Premier Academy, a high school over in Georgia. 1-1. Fastball at the knees for a called strike 2. During his junior season in high school, he threw in the mid-80s. That was in 2020. But then he grew a ton prior to his senior season. It went from averaging 86 miles per hour to averaging 93-95. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Dustin is the second strikeout of the game for Rodriguez and the second out in the second. During his senior year, not only was he sitting 93-95, but he was touching 97. Can you imagine throwing 97 years old, or rather 97 miles per hour at 17, 18 years old? I certainly can. Quad Cities with a 1-0 lead in the top of the second. Base is still loaded, now with 2 outs for Jared Dickey. First pitch swing, and he pops one up weakly on the left side. Third baseman Garcia makes the catch. And although Quad Cities gets a run out of the early inning base runners, one is all they get. They strand them loaded, and QC heads to the bottom of the second, up 1-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities gets the game's first run in their half of the second. Gene Ramirez walks home Spencer Nivens for a 1-0 QC advantage. The Bandits, though, left a little bit on the table. They had him loaded still with nobody out, but then Arian Rodriguez retired Pineda, Dickerson, and Dickey to end the threat. Parker Chavers now leads off the bottom of the second and lines one on one hop past Brito down the right field line. It ricochets off the sidewall. Pineda chases it down all the way from second base and fires it in. Parker Chavers has himself a leadoff double. Cubs have now brought four hitters to the plate in the game. Three of them have hits. The reason why the Cubs didn't score in the first inning was because both Bateman and Ramirez, who had singled, were later in that inning thrown out at second base. Bateman was caught stealing. Ramirez retired trying to move up to second on a pitch in the dirt. So now a man in scoring position with no outs for Ed Howard. Right on right, the pitch from Kuderna misses inside for ball one. Howard is an infielder. Normally you'll see him in the middle infield, but today he's serving as the Cubs' designated hitter, a 253 hitter for the Cubs this year. Kuderna's 1-0. Down and outside, changeup at 88, two balls, no strikes. Now Ben has struggled with the hits not too frequently this year. Only in two outings has he given up more hits than innings pitched. This is his 14th start of the year, 2-0. Little slider bends into the zone for a called strike one. Now the first time Kuderna gave up more hits than innings pitched was against South Bend on May 29th. 2-1. Down and outside, three balls, one strike. Bend gave up six hits in three and a third, and three of those six hits went for homers. Shots from Felix Stevens, Jordan Wogu, and Brett Bateman. Felix is now in Double-A Tennessee, but Bateman and Wogu in the lineup today. He also gave up a homer to Jefferson Rojas on opening night. 3-1 pitch. Howard lifts it to right center field. Ramirez venturing into the alley. He's got plenty of time. He makes the catch. Chavers tags from second, and the throw to third is cut off. Parker takes a free 90 feet. Howard retired F9, but it's a productive out, moving the game-tying run up to third base. And with one out, Ethan Hearn, the catcher, will try to come through. 23-year-old from Mobile, Alabama, stepping up to the plate with Sweet Home, Alabama, playing over the PA system. That's pretty fitting. Ethan, a sixth-round pick, taken by the Cubs back in 2019. And at third, one out. Bandits bring the infield in. Right on left, first pitch. Fouled into the netting behind home. Hearn drafted out of the Mobile Christian School. The only player ever drafted out of that institution. This is his second year with South Bend. Kuderna's 0-1. Line drive, right center field. That's going to split the gap and roll towards the fence. Chavers scores. Hearn up to second base. Now Hunting three. Pineda gets the relay from Ramirez. He fires over, and it's not in time. It'll be an RBI triple for Ethan Hearn, and the Cubs have tied the game at one here in the second. A couple of extra base hits powering the offense for South Bend. Ethan Hearn picks up RBI number 16 on his summer's first triple. Got it into deep right center field, right in between Rockefeller and Ramirez. And although Gene and Pineda put together a good relay, there was just not enough time. So once again, a man at third, now one out for Brian Kalmer, and he chases a pitch way low and outside for strike one. Kalmer has got some swing and miss in his game. He's struck out 77 times in 56 games this summer. Kuderno could use one here. The pitch. It's a slider on the low outside corner for a called strike two. Even though Kalmer will strike out a lot, he is tied for the second most homers on South Bend's roster with six. He's also driven in 26. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Blocked in the dirt by Hernandez. He applies the tag to Kalmer, and that's a key second out. First punchy for Kuderna, and he desperately needed it. Now it brings up Jordan Wogu. Kuderna now with 67 strikeouts and just under 66 innings this summer. He's averaging right around 1K per frame. First pitch to Wogu. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Jordan at one time a top 30 prospect in the Cubs system per MLB pipeline. No longer considered a top prospect, so to speak, batting 186 with five homers and 19 driven in this year. Right on right, the pitch. Slider swung through for a strike. And now Kuderna in the driver's seat. Slider got by him at 85. Man still at third. That's Ethan Hearn representing the go-ahead run. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Kuderna pumps the fastball by him at 93, and that ends the inning. So a couple of Ks for Kuderna, but Ethan Hearn's RBI triple knots us at one. We go to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Teams pick up a run in the second inning for Quad Cities. It was Gene Ramirez working a bases-loaded walk. And for the Cubs, a game-tying RBI triple off the bat of Ethan Hearn. Bandits back to the plate to start the third. Score tied up at one. New pitcher on the hill for South Bend, the lefty Chase Watkins. First pitch on the way to Trevor Werner. and it's a called strike one. Watkins coming in after the starter, Arion Rodriguez, worked just two innings. Struggled with his control tonight, issuing four walks. 0-1. Warner takes a strike at the knees. Quickly, nothing and two. The final line for Rodriguez, two innings, one run allowed, earned, on two hits, four walks, and two strikeouts. Warner uses his timeout, now steps back into the box. Southpaw delivers. Curveball blooped in the air towards left center. Wogu ranging into the alley. He dives and can't make the catch. Bateman backs him up. He fires the ball to second. Warner dives in head first, and he's in safely. Rojas couldn't handle the throw. That was Pedro Ramirez actually covering second base. And a nice hustle double for Trevor Warner. Picks up Quad City's third hit of the game. Looks like Trevor got a little bit in front of a curveball, and understandably so. It came in at just 72 miles an hour, but even though the hips kind of swung open and the body was leaning, Warner kept the hands back, flipped it into left center field, and with his strength, he's able to get away with stuff like that. He winds up with double number nine, and Quad Cities once again has the go-ahead runner in scoring position, this time for Carson Rockavert. First pitch swinging, he chops one foul to the right side for a strike. Valiant effort in left field by a good athlete in Jordan Wogu, but his diving attempt unsuccessful. 0-1. Rock with another out in front swing. He taps one foul to the right side. Fooled on a slider at 79. Chase Watkins, a ninth round pick of the Cubs out of Oregon State back in 2021. He's 24 years old. 0-1 slider to Rockefeller, rather the 0-2 slider, misses outside for a ball. Appearance number 22 in a Cubs uniform for Watkins. 1-2 pitch, slider just outside, Rock lays off. Actually for Chase, this is his 43rd appearance as a member of the South Bend Cubs. 21 outings last year, 21 this year. 2-2. Slap foul over the left side. Left on left, Watkins leaning heavily on the slider. It's helped him work to a 4.91 ERA this year. A 3-1 record in 33 innings with 32 strikeouts to 13 walks. 2-2 pitch. Another one, grounded foul. This is to the right side, past Chris Corbett in the first base coach's box. Watkins is pitching against Quad Cities for the fifth time this season. He only gave up one hit in a combined three scoreless innings in his first three outings against the Bandits. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Hearn. Warner stays at third base, or second base, rather. The count goes full. In Watkins' most recent outing against Quad Cities on May 30th, he gave up three runs in two innings, but came away with a victory. It would be his third of the season and his most recent. And at second base, nobody out in the top of the third. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Rockefeller. It's a slider, one hopped into the diving glove at second. Ramirez throws over to first base, and Calmer keeps his foot on the bag. Throw was in the dirt, but he holds on for the out. Up to third base goes Trevor Warner. Tremendous play by Pedro Ramirez. Brooks Conrad, though, Quad City skipper, arguing with Jabril Jeter Abdullah. He thought that Gallmer had pulled his foot off the bag. Take a look at the replay up here in the booth. And yeah, that looks like it's the right call. Brooks on his way back to the third base coach's box. Not necessarily arguing, but more just asking for confirmation. Maybe seeing if Justin Hopkins, the home plate umpire, could put his opinion in. But after a brief discussion, there's one out on the board. Warner advances to third, and it's an RBI spot for Spencer Nivens. Left on left, the pitch from Watkins. A slider in the dirt for ball one. Now it's the Cubs with the infield in. Nivens drew one of the four walks issued by Rodriguez through the first two innings of the ball game. Nivens scored the Bandits' only run so far. 1-0. Slider tapped into the glove of Hearn for strike one. Nivens is 22 years old, born in Columbia, Missouri, former Missouri State Bear, and the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year during his final collegiate season. Werner stands at third after a leadoff triple, or leadoff double, I should say. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. Back pick to third. Werner's safely retreating. No tag from Garcia. Not too often do you see a back pick to third base. Ethan Hearn, though, reminding Werner that he remembers he's there. 1-2 pitch. Flare towards shallow left field. Let's see if this is deep enough. Wogu makes the catch. They send Werner. Here's the throw from left field. They got him by a mile. Hearn plays the hop perfectly, slaps the tag on Werner, and the Cubs catcher violently claps his hands together as he shouts and points towards left field. Brooks Conrad, per usual, aggressive in the third base coach's box. The go-ahead run tagged out at home plate. We will take it to the bottom of the third. Cubs and Bandits tied up at one. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
If I ever have to go through this again, I'm not going to be scared because I know I can do it. You're a good Braxton as he hits a home run for life.
A swing and a drive. Back towards the wall it goes. It's gone. A home run.
With an honorary South Bend Cubs jersey.
Beacon Children's Hospital is Michiana's only community-owned, non-for-profit hospital just for kids.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow. And each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find a window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth and you'll smile. But
a slightly elongated break for a home run for life here at Four Winds Field. Of course, we celebrated one of those with our fantastic partners at Genesis Health Systems last week in Quad Cities. But now the Bandits kind of helping return the favor with the South Bend Cups here at Four Winds Field. We enter the bottom of the third inning. Kyle Kirchville with you and welcoming you back to River Bandits Baseball. It's been a couple of days since we've been able to hang out together. Would appreciate you tuning in tonight for game one of a weekend series between the River Bandits and the Cubs. It's a 1-1 game. Cubs will have Garcia, Bateman, and Rojas to the plate against the starter Ben Kuderna. Cubs tied up the game at one in their half of the second inning on Ethan Hearn's RBI triple. Garcia, the switch hitting third baseman, hits ninth for the Cubs today. Kuderna's first pitch to him, grounded weakly up the middle, past the diving Pineda in right center field. Garcia with a big turnaround first base, but he stops with a single. Already the Cubs with five hits in two-plus innings against Ben Kuderna. Not too many teams have been able to rack up the knocks against Benny Digits this year, but the Cubs, they've been able to. Three hits in 3 2/3 against Ben on opening night, and then five against him on April 24th as Brett Bateman takes a called strike. Last time out, as I was mentioning earlier, Cubs had six hits against Kuderna and 3 1/3, and three of those went for homers. Cubs do have a couple of extra base hits tonight, but none have left the yard. Bateman with a single in the first inning. Kuderna's 0-1. Missed low on the changeup. 1-1. Bateman started the year not a top 30 prospect in the Cubs system per MLB pipeline, but after some graduations and his great play, he's moved to number 28 on the list. Long pause for Kuderna. Now the 1-1. Called strike, a slider on the outer half. Bateman falls behind 1-2, and the former Golden Gopher will ask for time. Bateman is top 10 in the league in a couple of different categories. He's hitting .297 on the summer, which is sixth best in the league. His on-base percentage, .407, that's fourth best. His 44 walks, ninth best in the league. Kuderna sets at the chest. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, Bateman lays off. 2-2. Brett, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 22 years old. Lots of Golden Gopher connections in his past. Got to play there collegiately and then was drafted in the eighth round last year by Chicago. 2-2 on the way. Outside, full count. Well, even though Kuderna's given up a lot of base runners here early, he has not walked anybody. The season averaging 4 per 9 innings. Walked 3 in an inning and 2/3 against Peoria last week. Right-hander peeks over at Garcia. Now the 3-2 pitch to Bateman. Runner takes off. Brett takes outside. Throw to second base. Sails into center field. Rockefeller chases it down in right center. And up to third base goes Garcia. So Bateman works a walk. Hernandez maybe wasn't sure of the call, so he threw down to second. But neither Dickerson nor Pineda able to get a glove on it. I think Pineda in particular, who was backing up, was very surprised that the ball actually came down. So it'll be obviously a walk for Bateman, but then an E2 on the catcher Hernandez, his fifth of the year, allowing Garcia up to third base. Men at the corners, nobody out for Jefferson Rojas. The pitch. High and tight for ball one. This matchup, a battle between two of their respective organizations' top 10 prospects. Kudernan number 3 for the Royals, Rojas number 7 for Chicago. Right on right. Ben winds the pitch clock down to 1, now fires the throw to first, and Bateman's back safely. Brett's just your quintessential leadoff man. A 407 on base percentage this year. He is tied for South Bend's team lead with 18 stolen bases. The pitch. In the dirt. Nice block by Hernandez. The catcher uses the chest protector and has the ball roll out in front of him as opposed to behind him. One-one ball game in the bottom of the third. Comes with men at the corners and nobody out. Rojas flew out to right field his first time. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Rojas chases in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Young shortstop gifts Kudrna strike one. Ben will get the ball back from Hernandez and take a deep breath, holding the baseball in his right hand down by his leg as he gets the sign. Now ready to go. Here's the 2-1. Broken bat blooper over the leaping Dickerson into left field. That's going to give South Bend a 2-1 lead as Garcia scores from third. RBI single, Jefferson Rojas. He now has reached base safely in 7 straight games. And he becomes the second South Bend Cub to the 40 RBI mark this year. He's up to an even 40 in 75 games. That was not a bad pitch from Kudrna. That was off the plate, outside. And if it was in the zone, barely. Rojas able to poke it off the end of the stick for an RBI single. Now first and second for Pedro Ramirez, and he fouls one off of Hernandez's glove for a strike.
Alex McCree, please report to guest services.
Cubs have had 3 straight base runners reach here in the third, and that error on Hernandez helping South Bend take advantage. They've now scored in back-to-back innings for a 2-1 lead. The pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. 93 miles per hour out of the hand of Kudrna. That one actually 94. That's towards the top edge of Ben's range, so to speak. Comes with 2 runs on 6 hits. Ramirez with a 2-out single back in the first, but while Parker Chavers was at the plate, he was thrown out by Hernandez trying to take second base on a pitch in the dirt. Kudrna's 0-2. Floater towards right center field. Long run Ramirez. Gene makes a sprinting catch, and everybody holds up. That is the first out of the inning. Almost another weak base hit for the Cubs, but nice work by Gene to hustle in from his post and right. And up comes Parker Chavers. Runners at first and second, and one out. 25-year-old Chavers from Montgomery, Alabama. Just like the man at second, Brett Bateman, he has just terrorized River Bandits pitching this year. Right on left, Kudrna's pitch in the dirt. Backhand stopped by Hernandez. Ball one. Including his double in the second inning, Chavers now has 5 doubles. Excuse me. Chavers now up to 4 doubles against Quad Cities this year. 1-0 pitch. Flared foul over the left side. Parker also with a home run against Quad Cities. 2-1 lead for South Bend in the bottom of the third. Comes with runners at first and second and one out. Crit on his pitch. Called strike at the knees. Fastball at 94. His pitch count creeping up there. Bend now over 40 pitches. He's only given up one walk in the game, but the Cubs already with 6 hits. A look back to second, now the 1-2. Ground ball sharply hit through the right side, a base knock. Bateman gets the green light around third. He will score without a throw. Up to third goes Rojas. 3-1 lead for South Bend, an RBI single for Parker Chambers. Ribby number 24 this season, and he's off to a perfect 2-for-2 start. Well, Bateman's speed, you knew he was going to score on pretty much any base hit to the outfield. Rojas got a good jump from first and was able to advance all the way to third. And now Quad Cities has to have a mound meeting. Pitching coach Derek Lewis out of the third base dugout. Currently no activity in the River Bandits bullpen, but you have to imagine at some point somebody's going to start getting loose. There are a couple of guys down there doing some stretching. I don't know what it is about these South Bend Cubs. Kudrna just can't seem to figure out how to keep them off the base paths. They're hitting most definitely over 300 against him this year now after 7 hits have been knocked in today. So, first and third defense for the Bandits. Two on, one out, right on right. Kudrna attacks Ed Howard, and he swings through a changeup over the low outside corner for strike one. Howard flew out to right field his first time up. Former Chicagoland High School star, the pitch. Popped foul over the first base dugout, out of play. Kudrna works ahead, no balls, two strikes. Third baseman Werner watching Rojas. Brito holding Chambers at first base. He takes off. 0-2 to Howard, dribbled weakly towards third. Werner gloves, throws on the move to first. Catch made by Brito in time for the out. But in to score is Rojas. And Howard's going to pick up an RBI on a 5-3 ground out. Cubs take a 4-1 lead. And that situation, it's what you want to do. Put the ball in play and avoid the double play. Howard snags his 19th ribby of the season. And with two outs and a man at second, Ethan Hearn, the seventh hitter of the inning for the Cubs, steps to the plate. Right on left, first pitch on the outer half with the slider for strike one. Two of the Cubs' 7 hits have gone for extra bases. One of them, Hearn's RBI triple in the second. It tied the game at one at a time, but since then, it's been nothing but Cubs in front. Shortstop Dustin Dickerson briefly ran out to Kudrna and gave him a piece of information before retreating behind second base to hold Chambers. Here's the pitch. Hearn pulls it on the ground. Nice stop on the short hop by Brito. He picks it up, tags the base himself, and ends the inning. So South Bend brings 7 men to the plate in the third. They score 3 to take a 4-1 lead. We go to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Bandidos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Welcome you back to Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. Kyle Kirchival with you to start the fourth. Bandits now trailing South Bend by a score of 4-1. Cubs scoring three of their four runs in that third inning. RBI singles from Rojas and Chavers, and then an RBI ground out off the bat of Ed Howard. Here in the start of the fourth, QC will have the bottom third of its card due up against Chase Watkins, who came in for relief of the starter Urian Rodriguez at the start of the third inning. Right on right, first pitch to Chris Brito. Slider missed inside for ball one. Brito, Hernandez, and Ramirez due up. All three of those hitters reached in the second against Rodriguez. 1-0. Called strike in the low outside corner. Changeup at 84. 1-1. Watkins gave up a leadoff double to Warner in the third inning, but faced the minimum with help from a double play ball. 1-1 coming home. Curveball down and away. Ball two. That double play, though, not your traditional 6-4-3 or 4-6-3 even. Spencer Nivens flew out to left field, and then Warner was gunned down trying to tag up from third and score. 2-1 pitch to Brito. Down and outside for ball three. Quad Cities has already worked four walks in the game, but all of those were against the starter Rodriguez. Brito had one in the second. 3-1 pitch. Popped him up right side of the infield. Brito throws down his bat in disgust. Calm of the first baseman, a step into foul territory, makes the catch, and there's one down. Good job from Brito getting himself into a hitter's count. He got 91 down the middle, but didn't square it up cleanly. So one away, and nobody on for the catcher, Omar Hernandez. Omar helped out the Cubs in the third inning, committing an error. Right on right, first pitch. Popped over the screen, out of play. At the plate, though, Hernandez with a single in the second inning. Right-hander's 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled off Hearn. Strike two. The new pitcher on for South Bend, Nico Zeglin, 24-year-old from Walnut Creek, California. Just called up from single-A Myrtle Beach earlier. His 0-2 to Omar. Sails high for ball one. Zeglin, 6'4", 200 pounds. 1-2 pitch. Fastball in the air towards straightaway center field. Bateman takes a step back, now comes in a few paces, and makes the catch for the second out. So a good start for Nico Zeglin, a former Long Beach State product. Former teammates with Johnny Long, a former South Bend Cub, just promoted to Double-A earlier on this week. Also spent some collegiate time at Gonzaga. First pitch to Gene Ramirez. Outside for ball one. Now Zeglin made 16 appearances in the Carolina League before his promotion. 1-0. In the air, left center field. Wogu ranging over. He's got plenty of time. He'll make the catch and end the inning. A 3-up, 3-down, top of the fourth. Perfect start in the high A career of Nico Zeglin. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Cubs with a 4-1 lead. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Cities goes down quietly, and it's after the fourth inning. Cubs right back to the plate against Ben Kudanup after scoring four combined runs in the last two innings, pitched by the right-hander. Kudanup gets Calmer, Wogu, and Garcia in the South Bend half of the fourth. Right on right, first pitch to Calmer, down and away for ball one. Kudanup's allowed seven hits in the game. That is a season high for him. The pitch skips in the dirt, ball two. Ben with a couple of strikeouts in three innings, one against Calmer in the second, got him swinging on three straight deliveries. The 2-0, down and outside, 3-0. Kudanup with some awkward footwork there, look back towards the hill as he gets the ball back from Hernandez. Ben is yet to deliver a walk today, 3-0. In the dirt, and right on cue, Calmer tosses the bat aside and heads aboard.
That's another walk presented by
He's now reached safely in four
care.
Straight ball games. He's four for his last 12 at the plate with a home run, a triple, and a double. No extra base knocked this time, but a man aboard nonetheless for Jordan Wogu. And Kudanup has had to deal with the leadoff base runner in each of the four innings he's pitched today. Into the stretch he goes, right on right. First pitch to Wogu. Wave and a miss. He chased that slider down and away. The second strikeout victim of Kudanup was Wogu, also in the second inning. Stranded a potential second run of the time for the Cubs at third base. 0-1. Same pitch, same spot, but Wogu lays off for ball one. Jordan, 25 years old, from Ottawa, Ontario in Canada. Third round pick by Chicago in 2020. 1-1. Called strike. A fastball in the low outside corner. 1-2. Wogu batting just 186 on the year. However, he has reached safely in five straight games, not yet including tonight. Ben's 1-2. Fastball drilled into the screen, straight behind home. Ben leaned back for 93 there, but couldn't get it past the bat of Wogu. Cubs have not tried to steal in an official capacity. 1-2. In the dirt. Runner stays put at first. Two balls, two strikes. They have not tried to steal officially since Brett Bateman was caught stealing in the first. But remember, Pedro Ramirez was thrown out at second, trying to advance on a ball in the dirt later in that first inning. And then after Brett Bateman walked in the third, Garcia moved up to third base when he was stealing. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. And again, Calmer stays at first. Kudanup can't get Wogu to chase. It's a full count. Still nobody warming up in the bullpen for Quad Cities as Kuderna is now a couple of tosses away from the 60-pitch mark. Trying to avoid what would be consecutive walks. And at first, nobody out. The payoff pitch is down and away for ball four. So Calmer goes to second, Woger to first, and I have to imagine now Brooks Conrad's going to at least ask somebody to start tossing. It's first and second with nobody out for the switch hitter, Ravage Garcia. Garcia, a single back in the third inning. He would later score a run in that frame. Kuderna's pitch. Called strike, a fastball in the high outside corner. Garcia, a switch hitter. He has been significantly better against southpaws as opposed to righties, which Kuderna is one of. A one. Fastball too high. Against lefties, Garcia's batting 340 this year with a 723 OPS. Against righties, just 255 with a 572 on-base plus slugging percentage. 1-1. Breaking ball, slapped foul over the left side. One ball, two strikes. Okudina got Wogu into a two-strike count, but couldn't punch him away. He'll try against Garcia now. Cubs third baseman waves the bat out in front of him with those high blue socks. The pitch. Ground ball over to second. Could be two. Pineda gloves. Flip to Dusty for one. On to first. Double play. Calmer advances to third, but I'm sure Kuderna's more than happy to trade those 90 feet for a pair of outs. 70th double play of the year for Quad Cities. This one goes 4-6-3 to retire both Garcia and Wogu. And a man's at third base with two outs for the always dangerous left-handed bat of Brett Bateman. Kuderna deals. He sends it in the air towards right field, but playable for Ramirez. Gene takes a few steps back, reaches up, and will make the snag to end the inning. So Bateman's kept off the base pass for the first time of the game, and Ben Kuderna keeps the Cubs off the scoreboard since the first. They still lead 4-1 as we go to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the fifth, ready to get underway at Four Winds Field. Kyle Kirchival joining you on what's a really beautiful night here in South Bend. Temperatures in the mid-70s. There's hardly any breeze. And from my vantage point here in the broadcast booth, can't locate a cloud in the sky. South Bend up 4-1. QC back to the plate in the fifth with the top third of its lineup card due up against Nico Zeglin. And Pineda is going to ask for time. Zeglin wanted to start throwing before Pineda had made eye contact with him, and I think he'd actually asked for time. Justin Hopkins says to reset the pitch clock, and now the pitch. Sails outside, a fastball at 86. Correction, fastball at 92, I beg your pardon. Pineda's 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Whiff through a fastball and an even 90. Zeglin in the midst of his high A debut. He comes home. Breaking ball slapped over the left side. One ball, two strikes. Needed just a few pitches to retire the side in order in the fourth. Trying to make it four straight outs to start his career in the MWL. 1-2. He gets it. A swing and a miss. Pineda chases the fastball high, and there's one down. Well, Zeglin, pretty cool story. A guy who I mentioned played collegiately at a couple of different institutions, both Cal State, Long Beach, and Gonzaga. Wasn't drafted after his final collegiate season in the Big West in 2023, so he went on to play in the Pioneer League. First pitch to Dustin Dickerson is a called strike. Of course, the Pioneer League used to be a rookie-level minor league affiliate. But now they're an independent league. 0-1. Outside, 1-1 on Dickerson. He's 0-2 to start the day. He pitched in Colorado Springs for the Rocky Mountain Vibes. The pitch. Bouncing in the dirt for ball two. Made six appearances, all starts for Rocky Mountain. Pitched to a 3.03 ERA. But never got signed after the conclusion of that season. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Dickerson chases the slider way outside. It's 2-2. So this last year, or at the beginning of this year, I should say, he starts the season playing for Tabasco in the Mexican League. 2-2. Changeup missed somewhere. Maybe low, maybe outside. I'm not sure. Full count on Dickerson. Justin Hopkins exchanging words with the first base dugout. Payoff pitch to Dickerson. Wave and a miss. This time the changeup is whiffed through for an out. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the fifth for Zeglin. It brings up Jared Dickey. Zeglin makes just one appearance in the Mexican League and then is picked up by the Chicago Cubs. He's assigned at 24 years old to Single-A Myrtle Beach, where he dominates to the tune of a 1.41 ERA in just under 40 innings. First pitch to Dickey, low and inside for ball one. And now Zeglin up here in high A, when a year ago at this time he was pitching an indie ball. Pretty cool. 1-0. High and outside, 2-0. And because Zeglin is 24 years old, a little bit older than the average age in high A, if he succeeds here, you can expect to see him moving on to double A and not in the not-so-distant future. 2-0. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 2-1. Cubs lead Quad Cities 4-1 in the top of the fifth. The Bandits have not had a base runner since the third inning. 2-1. Scooped in the air towards shallow right field. First baseman Calmer going out. He's called off by the second baseman Ramirez, who makes the catch right next to the chalk to end the inning. That's two straight perfect innings to begin the high A career of Nico Zeglin. Bandits have had their last eight hitters retired. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home, this series opener comes with a 4-1 lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back. I think he'd be the first to tell you, but Ben Cardona has not had his best stuff tonight. He's given up 4 runs to the South Bend Cubs through 4 innings on 7 hits and 3 walks. However, he returns to the hill for the bottom of the 5th and will look to do what he's done in his entire high A career, and that's eat up innings regardless of his effectiveness. He gets Jefferson Rojas to start the frame and pours across a called strike. 2-3-4 due up for the Cubs. Rojas, Ramirez, and Chavers. They're looking to add to a 4-1 lead. Cardona's 0-1. Wave and a miss. Great changeup. No balls, 2 strikes. Cardona's in the midst of his 22nd appearance as a River Bandit, going back to his first season in high A last year. And in 17 of his first 21 starts, he's gone at least 5 innings. 0-2 pitch. Just down and away. Good pitch from Cardona, but a better take by the young shortstop. It's 1-2. Only twice this season has Ben not gone at least 5 innings. 1-2. Down and away on the slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Correction. 3 times this year, Cardona's not gone 5 innings. He's gone 6 innings, twice as many times as he's gone less than 5 this summer. Rojas, 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time up. The pitch skips in the dirt again for ball 3. Ramirez, or rather Cardona, has given up 3 walks in the game. And 2 have come after he got ahead into a 2-strike count beforehand. Payoff pitch. Line drive back up the middle of base hit. Nearly took Cardona's head off. And South Bend now has a leadoff base runner in each of the game's first 5 innings. Second hit for Rojas. And a convincing one at that. Taking a look at the replay. That was not a bad pitch from Ben. 91 in the low outside corner, but Rojas was ready for it. Stuck the bat head out and lined it up the middle. Cardona with a bit of an exasperated look on his face as he watched the ball sail into the outfield. First pitch to Pedro Ramirez. Switch hitter batting left-handed takes a strike on the changeup. Lower inside corner. Cardona's now given up 8 hits in the ball game. That's easily a season high, and he's 2 away from a career high. 0-1. Flared foul off the end of the stick. Out of play on the left side for strike 2. Last time, Cardona gave up his career high. The only time he allowed 10 hits in a game was on September 1st against Peoria last year. New baseball in hand for the righty. He'll throw over to first. Back with a dive, Rojas. Prior to tonight, his season high for hits allowed was 6, and that came against these Cubs on May 29th at Modern Woodman Park. Now the 0-2 to Pedro Ramirez. No, another throw to first, and Rojas again back safely. Pedro, 1-for-2 in the game, a single in the first inning. Last time up, he flew out to right field. That was in the third. Now the 0-2. Called strike 3. Perfectly placed slider on the high outside corner. Ramirez most definitely not expecting that. And that's the first out of the inning. Third K for Cardona.
Parker Chavers.
There looks to be some activity in the River Bandits bullpen. Right-hander Chase Isbell has gotten up as Cardona is now at the 75 pitch mark. Throw over. Back with a dive, Rojas. Cardona placing lots of his attention at the man at first, and understandably so. Rojas tied with Brett Bateman for the most stolen bases on South Bend's squad. He has 18. The pitch. He takes off. It's a called strike. Throw to second from Hernandez. Got him. And the umpire now just noticing the ball got away. Runner is safe. Jabril Jeter-Abdullah initially ruled out Ramirez, or Rojas rather, at second base, but after he saw the ball get away from Dickerson, he changed the call to safe, which was the correct call, and Dickerson fooled him. He held up the glove saying, look, I got him, and then here comes Pineda sprinting over behind second to pick up the loose change. So a stolen base for Rojas. The 0-1 pitch to Chavers is fouled over the left side for strike two. But if Dickerson held on to that baseball, it would have been the third man in the game, retired at second base by Omar Hernandez. He has just been super effective in that part of his catching duties. 0-2 pitch to Chavers, way high and outside. Parker's off to a terrific start today. 2-for-2, a double in the second, an RBI single in the third inning. Ben looking for his fourth K of the night. The pitch. Fastball. See you later. Called strike three on the low outside corner at 92. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Kurna. Big strikeouts, too. Punchies of the three and four hitters. And now he gets the five hole in Ed Howard. Isbell still warming up in Quad Cities bullpen. Kyle Hayes with the bullpen catching duties tonight. Right on right, here's the pitch. Fouled into Hernandez for a strike, and Omar's going to get up and try to walk it off. That caught him around the inner thigh. I mentioned it earlier, with the promotion of Carter Jensen, you can expect to see O behind the plate more often than not. I'm sure Kyle Hayes will slide in maybe once or twice a series. But this is very much Omar Hernandez's job now. And understandably so. He's put in some good work for QC this year and obviously has a ton of experience in Columbia. He's back behind the plate as the 0-1 pitch to Howard catches the low outside corner for a called strike. A little slider at 83. Ben really slowed things down there. Cubs have a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. A potential fifth run standing at second base in the form of Jefferson Rojas. Two outs on the scoreboard. 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Pitch outside. Throw to third base. Will not get him. Rojas goes from first to second, then second to third. And that is not something you normally see with two outs. Of course, one of the cardinal rules in baseball is to never make the last out at third base. But Rojas clearly knew he could make it there and showcased his speed. Still a two-strike count on Ed Howard. 1-2 pitch. Down and away with the slider. Two balls, two strikes, as Kudrin is now up over 80 pitches. This is almost assuredly his final frame on the hill, especially given Chase Isbell warming up in the third base bullpen. Ben trying to end it on a high note and keep Quad Cities within three. Here's the 2-2. He got him! Swing and a miss on a fastball at 92. Kurdina strikes out the side in the fifth and strands a Cubs runner at third base. So Kurdina most definitely did not have his best stuff today, but if that's indeed his final inning, he finishes on a very positive note. Quad City's back to the plate for the sixth. They trail 4-1.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
beautiful night here in South Bend. Heads into the sixth. Cubs with a 4-1 lead over the Bandits in the opener of this short three-game series. Bandits back from the All-Star break. They've got three here in South Bend, and then back home next Tuesday to start a six-game homestand against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Down 4-1, Bandits to the plate in the sixth. They've got Trevor Werner leading it off against Nico Zeglin. Right on right, first pitch is swung at and laced into the glove of the leaping third baseman, Ravaj Garcia. It's a really good swing from Werner, just wrong place, wrong time. Cubs pitching is now retired. Nine straight River Bandits going back to the third. Carson Rockefort 0-for-2, batting in the 5 spot today. Spencer Nivens waits on deck with one out. Chase Isbell continues to warm in the QC bullpen as the pitch to Rockefort misses down and away. Isbell warming up towards the end of the last half inning. Ben Kuderna at 83 pitches. He's given up 4 runs on a season-high 8 hits and 3 walks tonight. 1-0 pitch. Rock takes high for ball 2. But once again, as I was detailing, Kuderna still able to go 5 innings. He has done so in 18 of his 22 career starts as a Bandit. 2-0. Fouled over the left side.
Everybody clap your hands.
Rockefort coming off a tough series against Peoria. Hitting below 140 to start the month of July. The pitch. Change up low. 3-1. Zeglin has not blinked thus far. Through 2 1/3 innings, he's not allowed a base runner. He's got 2 strikeouts. 15 of his 28 pitches have gone for a strike. 2-1, grounder over towards second. Diving stop, Ramirez. Desperation throw to first. Not in time. It's going to be an infield single for the speedy Rockefort. And the Bandits snap that string of consecutive outs. Ramirez made a terrific diving play to take away a hit earlier in the ball game. But this time with how slowly the ball was hit and how far it took Ramirez up the middle, there was just not enough time to get a speedy center fielder. So the Bandits get a man on for the first time since the third. One out and a left-handed hitter again at the plate, this time in Spencer Nivens, QC's starting left fielder tonight. Double play depth for the infield. Zeglin's toss is a strike on the outer half, 0-1. With a walk back in the second inning, Nivens has extended his team best on base streak. He's now reached safely in 9 consecutive contests. During that stretch, 13 hits and 8 walks. Throw over, Rockefort's back with a dive. Carson is 9th in the Midwest League with 24 stolen bases this year. That obviously paces the River Bandits roster. 0-1. He takes off. Nivens swings one to deep center field. Bateman is back. He'll make the catch. And Rockefort retreats to first base. Good swing from Nivens. Just missed it. Maybe he got it off the end of the bat here. And it'll bring up Chris Brito. Yeah, and taking a look at the virtual strike zone, so to speak, up here in the booth, that pitch was a little bit on the black of the outer half of the zone, if that makes sense, right on the edge. And if that ball was a little more towards the center of the plate, Nivens barrels that up even better. They're going to appeal over to second base, thinking that Rockefort maybe missed that bag, stepped over it perhaps, but no, that was not the case. Doesn't matter because Rock is at first base with 2 outs for Chris Brito. Right on right, Zeglin deals. Wave and a miss. Brito chases down and away. Quad City's first baseman tonight, 0-for-1. Worked a walk in the second inning and then popped up in the fourth. 0-1. Line drive, left field, Wogu right there. He'll make the catch, inning over. Man, some really good swings from Quad Cities in the sixth. Realistically, 3 line drives, but 3 outs. And that sends us to the bottom of the sixth. Cubs still in front, 4-1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. As we start the bottom of the sixth at Four Winds Field, Quad Cities makes its first pitching change of the night. The right-hander Chase Isbell will relieve Ben Kuderna. Quad Cities starter goes five innings, gives up four runs on a season-high eight hits, three walks, and five strikeouts. Kuderna struggled today but finished the contest on a high note, striking out the side in the fifth. Ethan Hearn leads off the bottom of the sixth for South Bend. Cubs looking to add to a 4-1 lead. First pitch from Isbell is fouled over towards the first base side. Hearn, Colmer, and Wogu do up. Ethan 1-for-2 with an RBI triple back in the second inning. Picked up his 16th ribby of the year and his first three-bagger, the Cubs' 19th of the summer. Isbell's 0-1 in the dirt. Ball one. Now Chase has been terrific for Quad City since getting the call up from Single-A Columbia, but this is the first time he's faced South Bend. Obviously some time spent facing their Single-A affiliate in Myrtle Beach when he opened up the year in the Carolina League. First time though in the Midwest League facing a Cubs affiliate. 1-1 to Hearn. Swing and a miss. Pitch was in the dirt, but he chases and it's strike two. Isbell has pitched three scoreless innings to start the month of July. He is 1-0 with a 2.19 ERA in nine appearances as a River Bandit. This is his 10th. He has 13 strikeouts to just three walks here in high A. 1-2 pitch to Hearn. In the dirt, fastball skips into Hernandez. South Bend has had Nico Zeglin pitching since the fourth inning. They have a right-hander going in their first base bullpen. Isbell with 3 seconds on the pitch clock. 2-2. Fastball lifted foul over Quad City's dugout. It's on the third base side of the diamond this week. Isbell wearing number 13 for Quad Cities, 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. A 15th round pick of the Royals back in 2023 out of Auburn. 2-2 again. Just off the plate outside. Fastball missed at 94, and Hearn works the count full. He's putting together a really good at-bat to open up this frame. Cubs have four runs on eight hits. They have had a leadoff base runner in all five of their first five innings of the dish. Isbell's 3-2. Got him looking. Strike three on a fastball. Hearn with a ferocious frustration hack after the pitch came by. Took a couple of steps out of the box and then hacked away as he watches strike three go by. So that's four straight strikeouts for Quad City's pitching staff when you include Kuderna's in the fifth. Isbell now facing Brian Colmer right on right after picking up the first out of the frame. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, taken for ball one. Isbell with Single-A Columbia gave up just two earned runs in 22 and two-thirds. An ERA of .79 to earn an early promotion to high A. 1-0.
Foul ball off Fernandez. Boy, Quad City's catcher is taking a beating behind the plate tonight, but with no hesitation, he looks back towards Justin Hopkins, I beg your pardon, and asks for a new baseball. Umpire taps him on the back, make sure he's okay. 1-1 to Calmer. Low and outside with the heater. 2-1. Currently, the line score reads like this. Quad Cities with 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. For the Cubs, 4 runs on 8 hits and no errors. 2-1 to Calmer. Skips in the dirt for ball 3. Isbell with very few walks for Quad Cities. Very few walks for Single-A Columbia. When you include all of his numbers from this year, just 8 walks in 35 innings. 3-1 pitch. Fastball down the middle for a called strike. Not sure what Calmer was looking for there. 92 right in the middle of the strike zone, but he will reset in a 3-2 count. Isbell looking for back-to-back Ks. Right-hander fires. Fastball lifted out of play over the first base side. Still a little bit of sunlight here in South Bend, but the lights have come on. A slight orange and pinkish haze over the outfield wall as the sun sets over the third base side of the ballpark. Another payoff. Another foul ball lined into the seats on the right side. Look out down there. What a terrific crowd for a Friday night as well. A couple of different giveaways happening here at Four Winds Field. Berm filled up on the right side. Picnic area filled up on the left side. Outfield seating filled as well. Another 3-2. That's ball 4. Calmer lays off. That was a terrific AB. Isbell issues an 8-pitch walk to the Cubs' first baseman. That is his second in 3 plate appearances tonight. So the Cubs do not get a leadoff base runner in the 6th, but a man aboard with 1 out. And it brings up Jordan Wogu. Another right-on-right matchup favoring Chase Isbell. Wogu, a strikeout and a walk to his name thus far. Isbell's pitch. Slider down and away for ball 1. Wogu has now reached safely in 6 consecutive ball games after getting the free pass from Kuderna in the 4th. 1-0 coming home. Line drive, right center field, over the leaping Pineda into the grass. Palmer goes first to third. Rockeford fires it in from right center field. Wogu goes for second. The throw didn't get him. Jordan Wogu legs out. A 1-out double. Calmer gets up to third base. And the Cubs again threatening, this time here in the 6th. It's a deep outfield here at Four Winds Field. The corners are decently close, 336. But it's a symmetrical diamond that shoots all the way out to 405 in straightaway center field. And the right and center field balls are almost just making up a triangle, so to speak. There is very little perpendicular padding in center field if you're looking at like a 90-degree angle from home to second. So if you get it into right or left center field, the ball goes a long ways. Rockeford did a good job getting to it, but Wogu at second base. A man at third in Calmer. And with 1 out, here's the first pitch to Ravaj Garcia. It's low and inside for ball 1. That double for Wogu, his 7th of the year. Bandits have the infield in as the Cubs try to score for the 3rd inning in the ballgame. Isbell taking a deep breath. His 1-0. Off the plate outside. Fastball at 94. Close, but no cigar. Brooks Conrad asking Justin Hopkins where that one missed. And then Bandits skipper nodding his head after getting the explanation. Time called. And Omar Hernandez not on the same page with Isbell. Catcher's going to head out. And the Bandits infield, minus Trevor Werner, will come meet with him atop the diamond. Chris Brito, Jack Pineda, Dustin Dickerson there, helping with any translation if need be. Omar, though, speaks some pretty good English, so really no issues communicating in terms of a language barrier. Everybody disperses, and back up to the plate goes Garcia. Cubs up 4-1. They have Bennett second and third with one out in the sixth. Isbell's 2-0 pitch. Low and inside for ball three. Leadoff man Brett Bateman waits on deck. He's never somebody you want to load the bases for, and he's also an incredibly quick runner. So even though it sets up a double play ball, he's by no means a guaranteed double play. 3-0. Called strike on the outer half. Fastball at 93. Appears to be some activity in the River Bandits bullpen. Lefty A.J. Block has taken his jacket off and is starting to play catch with Kyle Hayes. 3-1. Slow roller poke through the left side of Asin. Chalmers scores. Here comes Vogel around third. The throw from left is cut off. Warner fires to second, and Garcia is safe. He's got a two-run single, and he advances to second on the throw home from Nivens. His throw to Werner, spot on. Werner's throw to Pineda, spot on. But Garcia able to leg out the extra 90 feet as the Cubs have extended the lead to 6-1. Brooks Conrad is out of Quad City's dugout, once again chatting with Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Ravaj Garcia, 2-for-3 in the game. He picks up RBIs number 20 and 21 here in the sixth. So after striking out Ethan Hearn to start his appearance, Isbell gives up a walk and then back-to-back hits to the bottom third of South Bend's order. And now things get even more challenging with Bateman coming up. And before he'll face Isbell, Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach, heads out to the hill. A.J. Block now doing some pitching in that third base bullpen. This Cubs offense has not been very good this year, but against Quad Cities, and especially Ben Kuderna, they seem to be able to figure it out. If you break things down by just the league hitting stats, you'll find that the Cubs are towards the bottom in almost every single category. But in terms of total runs, they've kind of surged here in the second half. It's been the pitching that's been a little spotty for them throughout the year. Cubs just 6-15 here in the second half, but surging tonight. 6 runs on 10 hits. And now they're ready with Brett Bateman at the plate. Garcia at second. Chase Isbell on the mound, dealing the first pitch. It's lined towards left center field and off the glove of a diving Rockefeller. Garcia gets the wave around third base. The throw to the plate is offline. Cubs have another run. It's 7-1 on Brett Bateman's RBI single. He swung at the first pitch in the fourth and flew out lazily. Here in the sixth, he again swings at the first pitch and hits one the opposite way into left center field. Rockefeller laid out, couldn't make the catch. It ricocheted off his glove. And that gave Garcia enough time to score from third, especially once the throw came in and was well offline. So a man at first with one out for Jefferson Rojas. Bateman takes off. First pitch strike, throw to second, not in time. Pineda doesn't even bother applying a tag. Brett Bateman is an unbelievable ball player. On just two pitches, he's got an RBI single and a steal of second base. Makes it look so easy atop the car. So there goes your double play threat, at least a conventional one. Isbell looks back at Bateman at second, the 0-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball one. Isbell's given up 3 runs in a third of an inning. He had not given up an earned run in his first 3 frames in July. Rojas already 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. The pitch missed low for ball two. In the next half inning, we'll take our first trip around the Midwest League scoreboard. See what else is going on as everybody returns to action tonight. Isbell's 2-1 pitch to Rojas. inside. Fastball missed it, an even 92. Cubs have scored in three of the game's first six innings. They have 7 runs on 11 hits, and it's 1 run on 4. 3-1. Inside, and it's a walk. Rojas will take his base, and the inning continues on for Pedro Ramirez. Rojas, like Bateman, swung it pretty well against Quad Cities this year. And now Brooks Conrad is on his way out of the third base dugout. He's going to be forced to make a pitching change. And with a switch hitting Ramirez due up and a lefty on deck, he's going to go to a southpaw of his own. Isbell done after just 1/3 of an inning. So we'll pause here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Cubs with a couple of runners on and one out in the bottom of the sixth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Cubs still at the plate here in the sixth inning. For the second time in the ballgame, they've put up a 3-run frame, and they still threaten runners at first and second and one out with the 3-hole hitter, Pedro Ramirez, at the plate, ready to face the newly inserted A.J. Block, the lefty out of Utah. First pitch on the way. Lifted towards the right field side. Chris Brito, the first baseman, chases over into the Cubs' bullpen, but it lands foul. Block making his 22nd appearance of the season for Quad Cities. A native of Salt Lake City and collegiately a member of the former Pac-12 over at Washington State. He's 4-1 with a 3.72 ERA this year. 0-1 pitch to Pedro. Line drive left field. That's going to be another hit. Bateman gets the green light around third base. Nivens throw to the plate. Not in time. The ball gets away from Hernandez. Block chases it down as Rojas goes up to third and Ramirez is up to second. Cubs now with an 8-1 lead. Just doesn't seem to matter who's on the mound or who's at the plate. Cubs just continue to move guys around. They only have a handful of extra base hits in the game, but this carousel style offense definitely working. Pedro Ramirez now 2-for-4 with a couple of singles and an RBI. That's ribby number 35 for him. Now runners at second and third for Parker Chavers. A left-on-left matchup. Infield in. First pitch slider from Block. Catches the outer half for a strike. The run in Bateman charged to Chase Isbell, the first man out of Quad City's bullpen. Started this inning on the hill, but picked up just one out. 0-1. Slider down and away for ball one. So now Isbell's line, a third of an inning, 4 runs allowed on 3 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. He is still responsible for Rojas at third, Ramirez at second base. Of course, there is going to be a throwing error charged to Spencer Nivens over in left field. 1-1. Wave and a miss at the slider, a ball and 2 strikes. His throw to the plate, not held on to by Omar Hernandez. Chambers 2-for-3, a double and an RBI single to his credit. Blocks 1-2. Got him swinging on the slider. Left on left, Block loves to lean on that pitch. And he gets Chambers with it for the second out. So Key out with two men in scoring position for Block. And now he'll go left on right against the DH, Ed Howard, the Chicago, Illinois native. Former Little League star in addition to all of his prep accolades. Block's ready, first pitch. Inside for ball one. This is the 22nd appearance of the summer for Block, who finds himself in his second year in Quad Cities. I mentioned a 3.72 ERA, just a 1.27 whip in just over 36 innings. 1-0. Wave and a miss on a slider down by the knees. One ball, one strike. Comes up 8-1 in the bottom of the sixth. They've got 8 runs on 12 hits. 3 have gone for extra bases. Doubles for Chavers and Wogu, and a triple for Ethan Hearn. Otherwise, all other 9 hits, just singles. 1-1 pitch. Inside, the slider brushes Howard off the plate. It's 2-1. Cubs have had a man warming up in the bullpen for quite some time. It's the righty Jose Romero, who's been ready to go since early on in this frame. He's currently standing atop the bullpen mound on the first base side. 2-1. Howard pulls a slider foul off the Bandits dugout, and it's deuces wild here at Four Winds Field. 2-1, 2-out, a 2-2 count for Howard, who is the 9th hitter in the inning for South Bend. Block has done a good job of not letting inherited runners score this year, and although he's given up one thus far tonight, he can minimize the damage. 2-2, outside for ball 3. Block entered this game having allowed just 2 of 15 inherited base runners to score this year. Terrific stuff. Here's the payoff pitch to Ed Howard. Outside, ball 4, and Ed works a walk to extend the inning.
That's another walk presented by Best One Tire and Auto Care.
A rare free pass given out by AJ. The baton now passed to Ethan Hearn, who led off this inning. But before the strikeout of Chambers, was the only out in the frame. Isbell was the one who punched out the Cubs catcher. Left on left, first pitch slider outside for ball 1. Hearn 1-for-3 with the aforementioned RBI triple in the second. Block has the sign from Hernandez, his 1-0. Called strike, a slider on the outer edge. Hearn confirming the call of Justin Hopkins. Of course, Ethan a catcher, so he's, as much as he's trying to hit and produce runs, he's trying to learn for when he's directing the pitching staff. 1-1. Fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Have to talk with one of Quad City's catchers about that. I wonder if there's any kind of advantage, or if you at least feel any kind of advantage as a catcher hitting, knowing the strike zone and kind of what's been going on throughout the game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Block got him chasing that slider down and away. Hearn strikes out for the second time in the inning, and A.J. Block puts out the fire, at least most of it, in the sixth. Cubs, though, with an 8-1 lead. We go to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Four runs for South Bend, Chicago's High A affiliate, leading Quad Cities 8-1 as we start the seventh. Omar Hernandez greets the newly inserted Jose Romero. Right-hander's first pitch popped in the air towards the first base side. Brian Kalmer, the first baseman near the fence, makes the catch in front of the sidewall. And that's an ideal start for Jose Romero. One pitch, one out. And it brings up Gene Ramirez. After him, the number one hitter in the lineup, Jack Pineda, on deck.
Right fielder.
For Romero, outing number 24 this year. 4-1 with a 5.18 ERA, 40 strikeouts to 30 walks in 33 innings. His whip is around 2 as Gene takes outside for ball one. And like many members of the Cubs bullpen, the walk has been his biggest issue this year. Right-handers 1-0. Called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. He's 23 years old from Santa Barbara, Venezuela, facing Gene Ramirez, who hails from the Dominican Republic. The 1-1. Fastball just a bit outside. 2-1. Romero taking over for Nico Zeglin, who was terrific in his High A debut. 2-1. Fouled into the catcher Hearn for strike one. Correction, strike two on Gene. It's 2-2. Zeglin goes 3 scoreless innings, working around 1 hit with no walks and a pair of strikeouts. 2-2 from Romero. Lifted in the air, left side, third baseman Garcia racing into the coach's box. He makes the catch on the little blooper. And it's back-to-back pop-ups to start the game for Romero. Bandits have totaled a run on 4 hits today. Their only run came in on a bases-loaded walk back in the second. That was from Gene Ramirez. Jack Pineda now at the dish. Leadoff man hitting for the fourth time of the game. First pitch, high and away with the heater. Pineda's 0-2. He walked to start the game, but was left in scoring position when the opening frame ended. 1-0. Fouled over the screen for a strike. Plenty of action going on in the Midwest League right now. Only one game has gone final, and it was over in Grand Rapids earlier this evening. 1-1. Another foul ball. This one towards the end of Quad City's dugout for strike two. The West Michigan Whitecaps were no hitting Dayton for a decent chunk of the game, but the Dragons eventually put a couple of tallies in the hit column. Nonetheless, the Whitecaps won the series opener at LMCU Ballpark 3-0. 1-2. Breaking ball high and away. The game that's still going that's furthest along is the contest between Lansing and Great Lakes. Over in Michigan's capital, the Loons lead the Lugnuts 4-2 in the top of the ninth. 2-2 to Pineda, high and outside for ball three. Jack trying to give Quad Cities some two-out life here in the top of the seventh. They trail 8-1. Romero delivers. Curveball, outside ball four. Another walk for Jack. So a couple of free passes for Pineda, and the inning extends to Dustin Dickerson, who is 0-3. Dickerson hitless in his last 7 at-bats with 5 strikeouts. Romero's pitch. Fastball inside, 1-0. Over in Fort Wayne, Lake County has a 3-2 lead over the Tin Caps. They're in the bottom of the 7th at Parkview Field. 1-0. High, maybe inside for ball 2. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are hosting Wisconsin this week. Those are the 2 top teams in the Midwest League West Division right now. Colonels with a 2-1 lead over Wisconsin in the bottom of the 7th. 2-0 coming home. Down and outside, ball 3. And then over in Peoria, the Skycarp have a 6-3 lead over the Chiefs in the bottom of the 5th. It's at Dozer Park this week, or this weekend, I should say. 3-0 to Dusty. Outside, a 4-pitch walk to Dickerson. And after getting 2 quick outs to start this frame, Romero's issued a pair of two-out free passes. It's a pitching coach's worst nightmare. That's going to send Ethan Hearn out to the hill. So, for the Bandits, in this game, they've worked plenty of walks. They've already got six walks in this game. They only have four hits, though, and they're 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They get another opportunity here in the form of Jared Dickey, who is 1-for-3 with a single back in the first. A guy who's had a terrific start to the second half, but has had his struggles against South Bend this year. Romero's first pitch after the mound meeting, a fastball at 94 for strike one. Action, of course, going on in the Kansas City Royals farm system tonight. However, the single-A Columbia Fireflies had their game against Myrtle Beach postponed at Sigler Park. 0-1, slider missed high for a ball. So they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, both high-A and single-A this week, featuring matchups between Royals and Cubs affiliates. Romero's 1-1. Line drive shot right at the second baseman, Ramirez. That will end the inning. And the look on Jared Dickey's face says it all right now. Quad City's bats, even when they hit it hard, just cannot get anything through. And through 6.5, the Cubs remain in front, 8-1. Time to stretch at Four Winds Field.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Seventh at Four Winds Field. Cubs with an 8-1 lead over Quad Cities. They'll send the 7, 8, and 9 hitters to the plate against A.J. Block, who came on for the final outs of the 6th. Left on right, he faces Brian Calmer. First pitch is outside for a ball. Jose Romero pitched the top of the 7th for the Cubs. Pitched a scoreless frame, working around a pair of 2-out walks. 1-0 coming home. Calmer swings and misses for strike one. Brian is hitless in the 7th spot tonight. However, he's worked a pair of walks and scored one of the Cubs' runs in the 6th. 1-1 pitch. Slider fouled back into the screen for strike two. The final line for Chase Isbell after A.J. Block allows an inherited base runner in that 6th inning. First the 1-2. Called strike three. Slider on the low outside corner. Already the third K for A.J. Block. One down to start the bottom of the 7th. Isbell goes a third of an inning. Gives up four runs earned on 3 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. He had not given up a run in the month of July prior to this evening. So Block no goes to work against Jordan Wogu. Left on right, first pitch. Called strike 0-1. Block now officially with a scoreless inning in the books. 1 hit, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts to his credit. 0-1, grounder down the third baseline, past the diving Warner and off the sidewall. Nivens plays the ricochet, but it's not really going to matter. Up to second base is Jordan Wogu with his second double of the ball game. Werner was decently far off the third base line, even with a right-handed hitter at the plate. Quad City scouting report saying that that swing, not one that usually happens for Wogu. Block went at him with that slider, and Jordan bent in front of it, kind of able to tuck it down the line past the outstretched Werner, which is not easy to do. That guy is 6'4" with a close to that wingspan. So a man at second with one out for Garcia. Ravage takes low for a ball. I mentioned it earlier in the game. He is much better against lefties than righties. But against a righty, Isbell in the sixth, he brought in a two-run single. 1-0. Chopper foul down the first baseline just to the right of the chalk. It's a strike. Mentioned the game in single-A Columbia rained out tonight. So they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. As far as the double and triple-A affiliates go in the Royal system, Northwest Arkansas has a 4-2 lead over Tulsa. Naturals up 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth at Arvest Ballpark. 1-1 from Block. Slider spins into the low outside corner for a called strike two. And then at the AAA level, Omaha off to a slow start against the Indianapolis Indians at Werner Park. Indy leads 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Blocks 1-2. Fastball up. Garcia lays off the high cheddar. 2-2. Storm Chasers with just one run on two hits through their first 4 2/3 innings of offense. You don't see that very often. 2-2. Down and outside on the changeup. It's ball three and a full count for Garcia, who will ask for a time and adjust his batting gloves. Tonight, Quad Cities with one run on four hits. They've committed both of the game's errors. South Bend with 8 runs on 13 hits. Runner at second, one out in the bottom of the seventh. Blocks 3-2, pitch to Garcia. Lifted in the air to right center field. Pretty well struck, but playable. Ramirez, backpedaling, will make the catch and toss it in. But it's deep enough for Wogu to advance to third base. A productive out made by Garcia, but two away nonetheless. And back to the top of the order for Brett Bateman. This is the fifth time he's come to the plate today. In his last two plate appearances, he swung at the first pitch. In the fourth inning, he flew out to right. In the sixth, he recorded an RBI single. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles, a walk, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base today. Left on left, Block attacks. Bateman takes low and inside for ball one. Bateman, a super talented hitter. Just outside of the league's top 10 in total hits. Top 5 in the league in on-base percentage. 1-0. Slider fouled into the glove of Omar Hernandez for strike one. His average on the year at the moment, including his ABs tonight, 301. He'd be one of 6 hitters in the Midwest League with a north of 300 average should it stick. 1-1. Slider missed outside. Block thought it was a strike, and taking a look at the replay up here, perhaps the case, but Brett Bateman has pretty much earned those borderline calls in his young career. 2-1 count on him. Block ready to fire. The pitch. Another slider, and this time Bateman swings through it for a strike. Same pitch in almost the exact same location, but Block slowed it down and got him out in front. Cubs have a man at third with 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. Bateman's going to use a timeout, take a deep breath, and now step back in as the pitch clock begins ticking down from 18. Block gets the sign from Hernandez, the pause of the belt, and now the 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him on a slider. A.J. Block is lighting up the strikeout column. He's already got 3, make that 4 in the ball game. We go to the eighth. Cubs with an 8-1 lead here at Four Winds Field. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff,
Wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Pitcher on for South Bend, it's the lefty Marino Santi. He's got the top of the eighth. Cubs looking to protect an 8-1 lead, but Trevor Werner is trying to cut into that. He laces a ground ball down the third baseline. It's going to be an easy stand-up double. Trevor Werner has been a bright spot in an otherwise gloomy day for the Bandits' bats. He is 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. One floated off the bat into left center field in the third. Now one shot down the third baseline at 106 miles per hour to start the eighth. Cubs up 8-1. They're out hitting Quad Cities now 13-5. For Santi, this is his fourth high A appearance of the year. Started the season down in single A Myrtle Beach. Worked as both a reliever and a starter, posting a 3.89 ERA in 44 innings. Now he goes left on left against Carson Rockefeller with a man at second. First pitch fastball is down and away for ball one. In terms of a bright spot for the Bandits pitching staff, A.J. Block has gone an inning and two-thirds scoreless with four strikeouts tonight. There is some activity, though, in the Bandits bullpen now. 1-0. Slider down and away to Rock, 2-0. For the River Bandits, it looks like righty Ben Hernandez is going to be the one to start throwing. 2-0. Inside, Rock leans out of the way. Ball three. If Hernandez were to pitch today, it would be his River Bandits in high A debut. I mentioned Kyle Hayes just sent over from Omaha yesterday. Ben Hernandez was called up from single A yesterday. 3-0. In the dirt, gets away from the catcher, Hearn. That means Werner gets up to third base, and Rockefeller goes down to first with the free pass. So, a can't-miss opportunity for Quad Cities now here in the eighth. First and third, no one out for Spencer Nivens. Santi's been pretty good since putting on a South Bend Cubs uniform. He's given up just 3 earned runs in 8 innings in his first 3 high A appearances. He has blown a save, and he has given up 16 base runners in 8 innings. But he has limited the damage. He'll have to try to do so again tonight. Quad Cities with men at the corners and nobody out for Nivens. Left on left, first pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. Santi taking over for Jose Romero, who worked around a couple of walks in the 7th. A lone scoreless inning for him. 0-1. Slider drops in for a strike. Nivens watches it go by right down the middle at an even 80. And now he'll ask for time down on the count 0-2. Bandits with runners in scoring position have struggled over the last dozen games. And those issues have continued after the break. They are just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position today. They have stranded eight on base. Santis 0-2 to Nivens. Slider fouled into the netting. Nivens barely got a piece of it. Quad Cities offense. Over their last, after the month of July, or in the month of July, averaging under 3 runs a game. 0-2 sliders inside. 1-2. They have 31 runs in 12 games. That's 2.58 per contest in this month. 1-2 to Nivens. A slider low for 2. Meanwhile, on the pitching side of things, opposing teams are scoring the second most runs in the league against Quad Cities this month. They're hitting 284 against Bandits pitching in July. 2-2. Slider down and away, and the count goes full. Nivens has worked himself back into the count. Hernandez has not yet started to throw, but he's ready to. I think he's waiting for the inning's first out. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got Nivens off the low inside corner with a fastball. It's out number one here in the bottom of the eighth. Well, Santi needed that strikeout, and Quad Cities needed at least some kind of productive swing there. Seven pitch battle, but eventually Nivens is down on strikes. And now Chris Brito trying to come through. Left on right, Santi's pitch. Fastball outside. Brito currently hitless. 0-2 with a walk back in the second. Comes up 8-1 in the top of the eighth. Santi kicks and deals. Fastball is off the plate inside for 2. Quad Cities now 1-10 with runners in scoring position tonight after the Nivens strikeout. 2-0. Ground ball to the right side. Played on a hop by Ramirez to short for one. On to first. Inning ending double play. Quad Cities gets a leadoff triple from Werner. He gets to third base with 2 outs, or rather with nobody out. And the Bandits fail to score. Santi, as he's done all season as a South Bend Cub, works out of danger. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Cubs up 8-1.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Over 7,000 fans in attendance at Four Winds Field tonight. It's been a great evening for a ball game. Unfortunately, the results so far not ideal for the River Bandits. As we start the eighth, South Bend has an 8-1 lead, but a cool opportunity tonight for the young 23-year-old right-hander Ben Hernandez, who makes his River Bandits and High A debut. He gets 2, 3, and 4 in the Cubs lineup here in the eighth, beginning with the Cubs number 7 prospect, Jefferson Rojas. Right on right, first pitch. Sails low for 1.
This is the High A debut for Ben Hernandez, who has made it to the Midwest League after spending parts of four seasons in the Carolina League. 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball. It's 1-1. Hernandez posting a 3.19 ERA in Single-A Columbia before earning his official promotion yesterday. 1-1. Rojas taps it foul to the left side. He is 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, an RBI, a couple of stolen bases, and a walk today. He's been terrific atop, or in the middle third, or at the top third, I should say, of the Cubs order. 1-2. Popped up on the right side. First baseman Brito ventures into foul territory. Near the Cubs bullpen, he'll reach out and make a catch to his left. One away. First high A out recorded for Hernandez. Ben, at the start of the 2021 season, his first professional year, was ranked as a top 15 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. He is no longer a top 30 prospect in the system. However, he is still extremely young and comes with some really good pedigree. A second-round pick by the Royals in 2020. As Pedro Ramirez steps in and fouls one out of play. Of course, if you got drafted that year, regardless of what round, it's a big accomplishment. Of course, the Bandits had the first-round pick in the 2020 draft a few years ago, as Hernandez spins one on the low inside corner for a called strike two. But Hernandez, second round in 2020 out of De La Salle Institute, I should say, over in Chicago. A Chicago native playing against the Cubs High A affiliate tonight. 0-2 to Ramirez. Breaking ball on the ground to first, gloved by his former Firefly teammate, Chris Brito, and he steps on the bag for the second out. This is Hernandez's game right here. He is not going to wow you with crazy strikeout numbers. In fact, in his minor league career, which is now over 200 innings long, his strikeout per nine rate is 7.2. For Hernandez, it's all about soft, weak contact and letting the defense work behind him. A pop-up and a three unassisted, summing that up so far. Now the righty faces Parker Chavers and misses low and inside for ball one. After Hernandez was drafted in 2020, made his professional debut in the Arizona Complex League before reporting to Columbia. Next pitch to Chavers, low and inside. And that's where he'd spend all of his full season time until tonight. For his first three seasons as a pro, Hernandez was almost exclusively a starter. 2-0. Ground ball towards the second baseman, Pineda. Easy play for him. A flip on to first. That ends the inning. Ben Hernandez with a perfect 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. Not a bad high A debut. Last call for Quad Cities in the ninth comes with an 8-1 lead here at Four Winds Field.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
top of the ninth inning in Four Winds Field. Quad Cities trails the South Bend Cubs 8-1. And here in the final frame, they'll have 8-9-1 due up against Marino Santi, who worked around a couple of base runners with help from a double play ball in the eighth. Left on righty fires to Omar Hernandez, who fouls one into the screen for a strike. Hernandez has been aggressive early on in the count tonight. 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. Santee's got his sign from Hearn. Lefties, one pitch coming home. Curveball down and away. One of the brighter spots in the game for Quad Cities. The last couple of pitchers out of its bullpen. Santee's 1-1. Sharply hit, but right to the shortstop, Rojas, who can't pick it cleanly. Desperation throw to first, not in time. It's going to be an error on the shortstop. Hernandez hit it hard, but right at Rojas. And he just had it go off the toe of his glove, maybe lifted up a bit too early. Rojas has been very good with the bat this year, but he commits his 17th error of the season tonight, allowing Hernandez on here in the ninth. First error of the game for South Bend, the third in the contest as a whole. Left on right, Santee throws to Gene Ramirez, and the pitch is high for ball one. After A.J. Block strikes out four in an inning and two-thirds scoreless, Ben Hernandez made his high A debut in the last half inning and did so perfectly. Here's a 1-0 chopper to second, flipped to second for one, on to first, not in time. Ramirez to Rojas to Calmer, but Ramirez legs out of fielder's choice as Hernandez is retired 4-6. Ramirez responsible for Quad City's lone RBI tonight, and it wasn't even via swing. It was a bases-loaded walk drawn in the second. So one out, man at first for Jack Pineda, the Bandits' leadoff man, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. Santee's pitch, slider down and away. Check swing, the appeal down. He did not go. Jabril Jeter Abdullah confirms this ball one. But aside from Block and Hernandez, Ben Cardona and Chase Isbell combining to pitch 5 1/3 innings and giving up 8 runs. 1-0. Low and inside. And it's ball two. Cardona gave up a season-high 8 hits in his 5 frames. Also walked 3. Did add in 5 strikeouts, though. 2-0. Wave and a miss at a slider. Pineda chased out of the zone. A bit over-aggressive ahead in the count, 2-0, and now it's 2-1. Chase Isbell had almost been perfect through his first few outings in July before tonight, but he gives up 4 runs and just 1/3 of a frame out of the bullpen. 2-1. Slider outside for ball 3. This time Pineda lays off on a pitch that was much closer than the previous one. But after Isbell, A.J. Block and Ben Hernandez with 2 2/3 scoreless. Bandits, though, rallying maybe too little too late. 3-1. Chopper to second. Ramirez has it. Flip to Rojas for one. On to first. That's a game-ending double play. South Bend takes the opener of this three-game set. 8-1 here at Four Winds Field. And we're in control after the third inning. Stick around for your River Bandits post-game show. We'll have all the details for you coming up next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together. We'll be right back.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. The Cubs win the opener of this three-game set over Quad Cities by a final score of 8-1. Kyle Kirchville with you for the post-game show. Let's get you started with the line score for Quad Cities. It's just one run tonight on five hits with two walks. The Bandits again struggling with men in scoring position. They go just 1-for-11 in those situations and strand nine men on base. For the Cubs, 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They go 6-for-20 with runners in scoring position and strand 8. The winning pitcher for South Bend, right now it's going in the books to Chase Watkins, who pitched just the third inning for the Cubs. He's 4-1 after throwing a scoreless frame, working around a hit with no walks and no strikeouts. The losing pitcher is Ben Kurtina, who falls to 4-5 on the year. He gives up 4 earned on a season-high 8 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts in a 5-inning appearance. A hold credited to Nico Zeglin out of the bullpen for South Bend. Zeglin in his high A debut, 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. As I mentioned, out of the Bandits bullpen, the highlights of the night, the final two guys who pitched. A.J. Block goes an inning and two-thirds scoreless with 4 strikeouts. And then Ben Hernandez in the bottom of the eighth with a scoreless 1-2-3 frame in his high A debut. Final time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes with 7,177 through the gates. That's the largest crowd Quad Cities has seen either at home or on the road this year. Offensively, the Bandits only had one RBI in the game, and as I mentioned earlier, it came in the top of the second inning. Quad Cities took a 1-0 lead on a bases-loaded RBI walk for Gene Ramirez, but that is all the River Bandits would pick up in the game. They would go on to strand several more men in scoring position, including in that second inning. Ramirez works a bases-loaded walk with nobody out, but after that, Pineda, Dickerson, and Dickey, the top three hitters in the Cubs lineup, record outs. Nobody else scores, and the Bandits only get a couple more opportunities with men in scoring position throughout the rest of the ball game. In terms of multi-hit efforts, there's only one to speak of tonight, and that was Trevor Werner going 2-for-4. He picked up a pair of doubles in the game. He's up to 10 on the year. Werner now with hits in 4 straight ball games. He's also 6 for his last 13 at the plate. He's going through maybe his best stretch as a River Bandit. Few games have gone final in the Midwest League, including ours. I mentioned earlier, West Michigan got a 3-0 win over the Dayton Dragons over at LMCU Ballpark. Great Lakes holds on to beat Lansing on the road. Final score at Jackson Field, Loons 4, Lugnuts 2. And over in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels pick up what is their 14th win in the second half. They remain in the top spot for that final playoff berth available here in the second half. They beat Wisconsin 2-1. There's still action going on in Peoria, but Beloit leads the Chiefs at Dozier Park 7-3 in the top of the eighth. And they're in the bottom of the ninth in Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps trying to rally against the Lake County Captains. Lake County up 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth at Parkview Field. Tin Caps, though, with the tying run at third and the winning run at first base with just one out. Over in the Kansas City Royals farm system, still some action going on if you're not done with your baseball experience tonight. Double-A Northwest Arkansas hosts Tulsa this weekend. Drillers with a 6-2 lead in the Naturals with a 6-2 lead in the top of the seventh inning at Arvest Ballpark. And in Omaha, the Storm Chasers currently trail Indianapolis 4-1. They're in the top of the seventh at Warner Park. Quad Cities will be back in action tomorrow for game two of this three-game series. They will have a top 30 Royals prospect, Henry Williams, getting the ball. He is 2-1 with a 4.48 ERA. He'll be going up against the young right-hander, 22-year-old Jackson Wiggins, who will make his High A and South Bend Cubs debut. He was just called up from Myrtle Beach today. First pitch, 7:05 Eastern time here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Your pregame show starts at 6:55 Eastern, so make sure you tune in for that for not only a look at the starting pitching matchup, but all the starting lineups and all the bells and whistles for the pregame show. With the loss, Quad Cities falls to 39-48 overall on the season. They are now 9-13 in the second half and on the road 20-26. For the victorious South Bend Cubs, they improved to 34-54 overall this year. They are now 7-15 in the second half and 18-22 here at Four Winds Field. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. My name's Kyle Kirchival, wherever you tuned in from. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope to see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for game two of this three-game series. Quad Cities looking to avoid what would become its ninth series loss of the season. Until then, have a safe and terrific remainder of your Friday night. We'll see you tomorrow for game two. Until then, so long and good night from South Bend.